Back now with Day to Day, and in a moment, we're going to hear about the destruction of a Las Vegas landmark.
But first, let's talk about self-destruction, the kind we often associate with show business personalities. Richard Jenny, a comedian who played Vegas, The Tonight Show, and many other prime stages, died this past weekend. Early indications are that it was a suicide. He was 49.
Hi, I'm Richard Jenny, and my new HBO Comedy Hour is called The Big Steaming Pile of Me.
Here's the slogan for this country. America, 20 million illegal aliens can't be wrong.
People have left more than 2,000 messages on his website, and there are several video tributes posted on YouTube.
And on some radio stations here in Los Angeles, Richard Jenny's death was described as tragic, a shock, a shame. Some fellow comedians said he was a success story, that he made it. Richard Jenny left no suicide note, so all we have for any indications as to why he did it are his performances.
Kevorkian. Oh, Kevorkian's my man. Now, Kevorkian is a doctor that helped people die who were so sick that they just want to get out of here, which, you know, I can't say as I blame him. I've had the runs and written a suicide note.
So listening to that clip, you begin to get a sense of how his mind, the comic's mind, worked. Did anyone in that audience think for even a second that Richard Jenny was a danger to himself? No, they were laughing. He was trying to make them laugh. Because being funny often means telling the painful truth about yourself. A few years ago, the comedian Mitch Hedberg would occasionally joke about drugs.
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Mitch Hedberg died of an accidental drug overdose. He joined the other comedians who self-destructed, Lenny Bruce, John Belushi, and now the latest, Richard Jenny.
Every guy that watches the dirty movies is sitting there going, this is great, this is hot. Why can't my life be like a dirty movie now and then? Next thing you know, they're all depressed, cradling the porno tape in the backyard. Somewhere over the rainbow, people get sex in the middle of the day for no apparent reason.